Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Growing Pains podcast. I'm your host, Allison LaRue, baby. Today, we're talking about how to heal. Ooh, that's a hard hitter. I feel like the past couple of years on the internet, there's been a lot of talk about healing and doing the work, and like spirituality has been on the rise, and mental health in general, and psychology in general, and there's just been a lot of therapy speak. Which is great. And I think it's really important. Obviously that's like the basis of my existence on the internet is therapy speak and mental health and psychology and bettering yourself and all this bullshit. But I think a lot of people talk about it, but nobody actually talks about it. I don't want to say nobody, not enough people actually talk about it. Everyone will walk around saying you need to do the work, just heal. And it's like, okay, bitch, how? Sort of wondering, how do I heal? Sort of wondering, how do I do the work? What is the work you speak of, by the way? So I'm here to tell you today how to heal. What is the work that people speak about, which is simply just healing? I want to like reassure you, the whole process of healing can seem really daunting. Even now that I have worked through so much shit and healed through so much shit, I still have so much to do. You will never be fully healed. There's always going to be something to heal from. And I remember when I first realized that, I was like, this is the bane of my existence. I can't be bothered. Like, let me just go back to being blissfully ignorant and never heal anything. Which I won't lie, like, there are still days you'll think that, and that's valid. Because it's like, damn, life was easier when I was toxic. Life was easier when I didn't know anything and when I wasn't self-aware. Like, yeah, life is so much easier when you're not self-aware and when you have so much trauma and all these things. Like, it's a lot easier to go through life and choose to not face anything that's actually sticking with you. But I will say the quality of your life, once you start to heal, improves drastically. You appreciate your life so much more. You experience and feel things on such a deeper level, and it's beautiful. It's so worth it, but it can be really scary. And like I said, even now that I've like really healed through so much shit, I still have so much shit to heal through. And every time I realize something like, damn, I have this is a big thing I need to work through, it's like, fuck, I don't know where to start. It's scary. But I want you to know that like simply existing with the knowledge that you have things to heal through, like you will go out of your way to do things, even if it's subconsciously, that will help you heal. Just existing can be healing sometimes. So I just want to share that. But today I'm going to be talking to you about some processes that you can use to work through trauma. We're going to be talking about what the fuck even is healing, by the way. And we're also going to dive into learning how to feel, learning how to get in touch with your emotions again, and also learning how to release your emotions, as well as the importance of doing so. So loaded episode. I'm really excited. We're just going to dive right into it because otherwise this will be 4 hours long. If you need more from this, let me know. Comment down below. Send me a DM on Instagram, whatever it is. If there's more to this conversation you need to hear about, please let me know and I will gladly make a second part to this or go deeper into it because I think everyone needs this information. This is something everybody can benefit from because here's the thing, babe. Everybody has trauma. Trauma is not, you know, you don't have to lose a family member at a young age or go through some horrible form of abuse to have trauma. Trauma is simply the way an event affected you. It is not the event itself. It is how it affected you. And that's what we have to heal from. Everyone has trauma. I want to say this before we even dive into like what healing is. Never undermine your trauma because there's someone that has it worse. There will always be someone who has it worse than you do, but there will also always be someone out there who has it better than you do. That doesn't mean what you're experiencing isn't valid. You know, imagine if a friend came up to you and was like, oh my God, I got promoted. And you were like, okay, but you're not the CEO, are you? It's like, hey, ever considered shutting the fuck up? Do that with yourself. Like when you're like, damn, that really hurt my feelings. And it's like, yeah, someone's mom just died today. Hey, shut the fuck up. I'm sad that happened to them, but like what I'm experiencing still hurts. Your trauma is valid, even if it wasn't quote unquote as bad as someone else's. It affected you. Someone like I've went through some really difficult shit, but I still acknowledge the fact that like, yeah, someone saying something to me that hurt my feelings is still something I have to work through as much as like really big traumatic events. So there's that. But anyways, a little bit of housekeeping stuff. you can now book one-on-one calls with me. So if you want to book a call with me to work through whatever it is you have to work through, I'm looking at it as sort of like the life coaching thing, even though I hate the word life coaching, but it really is what it is. You know, you can just hop on, we'll shoot the shit, not even shooting the shit, but like getting your advice from me on a one-on-one call. We'll chat through things, we'll work through things together. So you can book that at the link in my bio. At the link in the description, as well as follow me on Instagram, at the Allison LaRue, TikTok. If you're listening on YouTube, please subscribe. If you're not listening on YouTube, go subscribe. I have two more of my Europe vlogs coming out, as well as the video version to these podcasts are always there. And if you're on Spotify or Apple, leave a 5-star rating and a review. Let's get into it. How the fuck do you heal? I want to share something with you that my therapist told me that absolutely revolutionized the game for me when it came to healing and working through my trauma and things like that. I am someone who does not remember a lot of my childhood and does not remember a lot of my trauma. And that is something that really fucked with my head for a very long time because I thought I couldn't heal from something if I didn't know what happened. That is not the case. You do not have to know what happened to you in order to heal from it. All you need to know is that this thing hurt you. And that's all you need to know to heal. That really changed my life. Because one of the biggest things that I've been working on, working through, is something that I don't even know exactly what happened. And maybe one day I'll share this. I'm sure I will. I'm still not there yet because I still don't remember it. And I'm going to be doing like hypnosis. And I want to do a lot of things to like help myself remember it because I really do want to remember it. But I don't. But that doesn't mean I can't heal from it. And in fact, I've healed from this thing so much. My progress with this specific thing has been phenomenal, and I still don't know exactly what happened. You don't have to know what happened. And if you're like me, and you get really frustrated with your brain for not remembering, because a lot of the times it feels like it would just be easier to know. Like, fuck, I wish I knew so I could like make my decision and do what I need to do. At least that's how I felt. And maybe this doesn't make any sense to you. And if it doesn't, that's okay. I want to tell you this. If you get frustrated with yourself for not remembering your trauma or not remembering parts of your childhood, there's a reason you don't remember it. And thank your brain for that. It is fully a protection mechanism from our brain trying to protect ourselves. Truly kiss your brain. It is working so hard to keep us safe. And I really fucking hated my brain for a really long time for the way it reacted to certain traumas. Our minds and our brains are really good at keeping us safe from things that it doesn't think we're ready for, that it doesn't think we can handle. So there's a lot of different ways this can go. But not remembering things, disassociating from things is a really, really, really big way that our brain will protect us. When you are going through so much trauma, your brain sort of has a threshold for how much you can handle. Your nervous system, like your brain and your body are in constant connection. And there's a book I'm going to be talking about a lot through this video. It's called The Body Keeps Score. And I learned so much from that book. I highly recommend it. I will say a big trigger warning for that book. It is very triggering. So take it very slowly. Definitely look up the trigger warnings before you read it. There's a lot about abuse. So just knowing that. But the brain-body connection is very real. So when your nervous system is overloaded and your body is like literally on the verge of breaking down because of how much your brain is experiencing, your brain's eventually going to like go into protection mode and figure out a way to protect you. And the way my brain did that, and for a lot of other people, is like, okay, we're exiting the conversation. We're sort of going out of consciousness. And you start to, at least I did, I started to dissociate. So for a lot of my childhood, I was dissociated. And honestly, it's been a really big part of my journey with healing has been coming back to fucking earth for a second and learning how to be present again, because I didn't realize, like, I was sort of just floating through life. And even once I was out of toxic situations and I wasn't in environments anymore where I needed to dissociate to survive, when I was in safe environments, I was still dissociating. I still do it to this day. It's something I will work on for a really long time to figure out how to be present again and teach my brain, we're safe, we're safe, we're safe, we're safe, we're safe. But if your brain thinks you're not safe, you're in a very toxic and traumatic environment, it's going to start to dissociate, which is why you don't remember things, because it literally like sort of removes you from from the situation to try to make it less painful for you. So flip the narrative on it and thank your brain. I want you to stop looking at your brain like it's your enemy. It is really your best friend. It is doing everything in its power to protect you and keep you from things that would break you even further. So kiss your brain, thank your brain for keeping you safe. Before we dive into it, and know that you don't have to remember what happened to you in order to heal from it. All you need to know is how it affected you, and that's all you need to know. The reason being for that is, in my opinion, and once again, I'm not a mental health professional. I am not a therapist. I did not go to school for this. This is simply just like the research I've done over the years, the personal experience that I've had, all of that. I'm very passionate about psychology. I'm very passionate about mental health, but I'm not a professional by any means. In my opinion, healing is just releasing the parts of your trauma that you're still holding on to or that is still holding on to you. There are a lot of different ways this can show up. Emotions, patterns, beliefs, behaviors, and even ways that your body is still holding on to trauma. Going back to the book that I mentioned earlier, The Body Keeps Score, our body will literally hold on to trauma, and this can lead to a lot of physical ailments in people who have not released their trauma yet. There are so many cases where chronic pain and chronic sickness and chronic illness were caused by trauma that was not released from the body. Migraines, muscle spasms, tension in the body, acne, even high cortisol levels, hormone imbalances, all of these things can be caused from trauma. Blew my mind when I read that in The Body Keeps Score, because I always knew that there was a significant brain-body connection, but I didn't realize how much of a connection there was. A lot of the times, the reason this happens is because your body's trying to like send signals to you that you can't ignore. When you go through a lot of trauma, you get really good at learning how to ignore things that are coming up in your mind. You get really good at learning how to ignore and avoid and distract yourself from your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, things that are coming up. You learn how to sort of redirect. It's a lot harder to do that when it's coming up physically, when you're experiencing muscle pain, when you're experiencing fatigue, when you're experiencing acne, when you're experiencing headaches. Like, all of these different physical ailments are a lot harder to ignore than your mental ailments, because you can't just like distract yourself from them necessarily. And I'm not saying one is worse than the other. I'm just saying physical ailments are a bit harder to learn how to distract yourself from and ignore and avoid, because there gets to a point where you can't avoid the shit that's coming up in your body. So I'm like such a firm believer in these things will happen in your body as a way of your brain telling you, hey, bitch, we have some things you need to look at. And I find that so interesting. Because I think when these things start to come up, it's your body's sign of sort of being like, you're ready, babe. You're ready to work through this. Your brain will never give you something you're not ready for. You will never remember something. Thoughts won't come up unless you're ready to experience them. And once again, I know that's going to be hard to hear, because it's like, hey, what I'm experiencing isn't good. I didn't say that it's going to be happy what comes up. I'm saying you are capable of working through them. You are capable of holding them and managing them. You are stronger than you think you are. You are more capable than you think you are. You are able to deal with these emotions and let them go. You shouldn't have to, but we do. It sucks. That's how life is. Trauma happens. Shit happens. It fucking sucks, and you didn't deserve that. But you know what you do deserve? To let that shit go. In order to let that shit go, you have to face it and you have to work through it. And I know you feel like you're gonna break if you have to look at it again, but I promise you, you will not. You won't let yourself break, and you know that. Okay, so now we're gonna start to talk about how we can figure out what is going on in our body and how to release it. And if you feel a bit overwhelmed when it comes to working through trauma and healing and all these things, I just wanna let you know, it doesn't have to be overwhelming. You don't have to walk through every single event and every single trauma and every single thing that's ever fucking happened to you, every detail, in order to heal from it. I'd be here for the rest of my life, babe. I don't have the time for that. You don't have to do that at all. Sometimes simply existing can be healing in itself. You don't have to do that, okay? I just want to let you know of that. This is how I'm going to recommend you start healing. And it's starting with, how is your trauma still affecting you to this day? Start with the places and the areas of your life that are being the most affected. And this is going to fucking suck to hear, but you're gonna have to face it in order to do so. You're gonna have to sit with yourself and face the parts of yourself that you've been avoiding for a very long time in order to realize how this shit is affecting you. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it for you, babes. It's gonna be fucking hard. It's gonna be tough, and it's gonna suck dick and balls, but you can do it. You can do it. You're strong and you're capable. I hate saying you're strong, because I hate when people say that, but you are strong. You shouldn't have had to be strong. Let me state that. You should not have had to be strong. but you got this. You are capable, babe. You are resilient and you deserve to live a life where this shit is not holding on to you anymore. Because I will say, it really pissed me the fuck off that I had to heal from this in general. It's like, bitch, I did not want this. I didn't want this. I shouldn't have to heal from this. Even though I am a believer, and this is a bit controversial when it comes to trauma, I'm not saying this is the case for everybody. I'm saying for me in particular, I'm a believer in like my soul chose this shit. For whatever fucking reason, I believe in souls and higher selves and different lives and spirit guides and all of that. Like, I do believe in that sort of thing. And I do think that my soul chose this exact life and chose everything that I was going to go through and be like, we need to go through that. For whatever reason, who fucking knows? I do believe I chose this because also, like, I would not have the knowledge that I have today to sit here and share with you guys about healing if I hadn't went through all of that shit by any means. And I'm not going to sit here and be like, everything happens for a reason, because that's so fucking invalidating. Like, bitch, I did not need that to happen. And I'm not saying your soul chose that. I'm not saying anything about you and your trauma, because I think that really fucking sucks when you hear people be like, oh my God, your trauma happened for a reason. I'm not going to say that to you. I know mine did, because I'm so fucking passionate about talking about this shit, and I know I would not have the knowledge about this if I hadn't went through it. There are truly some things that you can only learn by experiencing them, and this is like, I know this is my purpose in life. So for me personally, I know I had to go through that shit, and I know my soul chose it so I could be here and talk to you guys about it and help you guys with it. But I'm not saying that's the case for you at all, because that shit fucking sucks to hear when someone else tells you that your shit happened for a reason. No, I'll leave that up for you to decide. Maybe it didn't. Maybe there's no fucking reason to it and you just got really unfair cards. Whatever you need to feel to be okay with it, that's what you need to feel. Also, you don't have to be okay with it, by the way. You can be pissed the fuck off. You can be whatever you want to be. Just to be clear, don't let anyone tell you about how you should feel about your trauma by any means, okay? Anywho, I want to say this. Your trauma is not your fault. You did not deserve that. It wasn't your fault. But healing from it is your responsibility. Whew, that was hard to hear from me the first time, because I was like, don't put that shit on me. But it is. Because at the end of the day, this is a hard pill to swallow. Every single person in this world has experienced trauma, regardless of the magnitude of it. We've all went through shit. We've all experienced trauma. And if we all walk through life blaming our poor choices and our poor behaviors on our trauma, the world would be real fucked up. Because it's so true. Hurt people hurt people. It's not fair. It is your responsibility to work through your trauma so you do not traumatize someone else because of it. This is where things like generational trauma come into play. Traumatized people will continue to traumatize people. This is also where, like, I don't say this lightly, but it is very true, and the saying of like, the abused often becomes the abuser, because we often become the shit that happened to us unless you face it. And it's not you actively choosing to do that whatsoever. But humans will inherently become what they're most afraid of in order to try to protect themselves. And I even did it myself. And I'll give you an example. I have a lot of deep-rooted trauma when it comes to angry, violent men. So I became one. I didn't become a man, but I became very angry and very violent. And I became the thing that I was most afraid of. My all of school, up until I graduated high school, I was this person, and I really fucking hate talking about it, but this is healing for me, because a big part of healing is also forgiving the things that you did in order to survive or in order to cope with your trauma, or forgiving yourself for the trauma responses that you inherited due to your trauma. Forgive yourself for the things that you did when you were trying to survive. It's okay. It's okay. So I'm going to share this with you because I've forgiven myself for it. I'm not proud of it, but I understand where I was coming from. And you're probably like, bitch, get to the fucking point. So especially in high school, but also in middle school, I was mean. I was really fucking mean, and I was aggressive. I wasn't just mean to anybody, but I was like the person, like, I wanted people to be scared of me almost. I wanted people to be intimidated by me. And I was still me at my core. Like, I'm a friendly bitch. I'm very friendly. I'm very funny. I was friends with almost everyone. I wanted to make people laugh. Like, if you were my friend, I would protect you. And, like, I'm a ride or die type of bitch. So, like, if you were my friend, you knew it. You know what I mean? But I also was just like, you don't want to fucking be on my bad side. And people knew that about me. And I would like bully the bullies. I was not bullying people, but I would like stand up for people who were being bullied. And I would like bully the fucking bully. And if you chose to be a bully, bitch, you were on my bad side and you would fucking know it. And I was just a bitch to bullies. I was a bitch to the mean people. I was a bitch to the mean kids, because it was like, I just became what I was most afraid of. And I always like, I'm not, I don't consider myself super nurturing, although I think I am, but I'm very much like a mama bear. Like, do not fuck with my people whatsoever, or you will like feel my wrath. So that was sort of how I was in high school. Like, I remember my best friend, he came out as gay our senior year of high school, and I was like walking up to football players, like confronting them in the hallway, like, do you want to fucking fight? Because they were like calling him slurs and shit. And I was like, I'm going to beat your fucking ass. Like, I was very violent. I was very aggressive. Miraculously, I never got into a fight. I've never been in a fight in my life because I just didn't need to. Like, I carried myself in a way with such confidence of like, I will ruin your day. So like, just simply don't do it. And I was so embarrassed by that for so long after high school, because that is not me. I am not a violent person, what, like, at all. I don't want to fight you. I actually fucking hate confrontation. If it comes down to it, still, like, I still have that part of me of like, at my core, I will always protect my people, but like, I don't need to be so violent and so aggressive about it. But like, if it comes down to it, I got you. But it was just a lot in high school of like, I wanted people to be afraid of me. Now I don't want you to be afraid of me. I want you to know, just like, don't fuck with my people, you know? Anyways, I was really embarrassed by that because I was like, God, that's not cute. That's not a cute look. Nobody likes someone who's always picking fights. Nobody likes someone who's doing that. Like, but it's like, Allison, I get why you did that, babe. I thought if people were afraid of me, they wouldn't hurt me. I thought if people were afraid of me, they'd be nice to me. And that was not the case. People still fucked me over. People still hurt me. And it was really interesting because also I don't fucking hold grudges against anybody. I don't give a shit. It's water under the bridge. We were stupid kids. But it's really interesting to me because I think one of the times that made me realize, damn, this shit's not working. There was someone in high school who was just like relentlessly talking shit about me, but they were also terrified of me. And I remember they called one of my friends once sobbing their eyes out, because they had like spread rumors about me and had like the whole school talking about me. And they called one of my friends sobbing their eyes out, being like, she's gonna beat my ass. She's gonna fuck me up. And I remember being like, so why the fuck would you do that? Why would you go run your mouth to someone if you're afraid of it? It was just like, so it's not working. So that's when I sort of realized, okay, let me work through this. And I'm still learning to this day that I am allowed to be soft. My like aggression was such a trauma response as like a don't fuck with me, because I cannot take anything else. I think a lot of people saw that, and at a first glance it's like, that's a tough ass bitch. But really, I was so broken and so sensitive that I was like, if anyone else fucks with me, I'm going to crumble to the ground and I'll never be able to piece myself back together. So I had to put on like my fucking battle suit to prevent that from happening, even though it didn't work. Regardless, forgive yourself for the shit that you did while trying to survive. Coming back to what I was talking about, a lot of the times we become what we're most afraid of, and I did. I really did. But luckily, I was able to face that shit head on, and I didn't carry that out throughout my entire life, whereas some people do, and that's where you see generational trauma, because people will then have children and pass those beliefs onto their children and traumatize their children because they were traumatized by their parents. And the cycle fucking continues until you stop it. So please be the one to stop this cycle. Please. I'm begging you, babes. The world is going to be such a better place. And like, our generation is doing an incredible job at like really healing and being self-aware and taking accountability. I will say, self-awareness doesn't mean shit if you're not going to do something with it. Like, there are so many people who are so self-aware and are so like on a high horse because they're able to like recognize these things about themselves, but then they don't do anything about it. Hey babe, you recognizing these shitty parts of you or the ways that certain things are still affecting you isn't gonna do shit if you're not gonna do anything about it. Don't fucking recognize it at all if you're just gonna throw it in people's face as a way to be like, see, I'm better than you because I'm self-aware. I've seen so many men, and I'm not saying this is only men that do it, but like that's just been my experience, where they manipulate the fuck out of women because they make women think, I'm emotionally mature, I'm emotionally intelligent. There's a big difference between being intelligent when it comes to emotions and being emotionally mature, because you're just using that shit against someone of like, I'm self-aware, I really fucked up in this way, like I have to heal through these things, I healed through this. Like, men having their hands on therapy talk is really fucking scary when they're not going to do the work and actually do the therapy. So like, self-awareness also has to come with holding yourself accountable and actually be willing to follow through with the things that you learned about yourself and do something about it. So how do we start to do this? Start with the things that are affecting you the most, that are most present in your day-to-day life. There are a lot of ways you can do this. For me, for example, the first thing that I knew I wanted to work through was my aggression. So I was like, this isn't me. I want to work through this. What do you do when you realize I want to work through something? These are what you do. Stop and sit with yourself. And the first thing that I want you to do is ask yourself, where does this come from? As you do this, I want you to know it's not going to be a one and done thing. Healing takes years. I still am like working through these things because it comes in layers. Once again, your brain will never give you something that you're not ready for. So you will heal in layers according to what you're ready to work through at that time. So when you sit down and ask yourself, where is this coming from? Whether it be your aggression or your fear, whatever it may be, there's so many different things. Ask yourself where it's coming from and like actually put thought into it. Put away the distractions. That's one of the biggest things that I'm going to ask you to do while you're healing. You can put on like a frequency or like a jazz music, but try not to put on music with words while you're doing this, because that's a way to distract yourself. Put the phone away, put the books away, put the TV away. Don't call your friends. Like, truly sit with yourself and see what comes up and ask yourself, where is this coming from? What is this rooted in? What are the stories attached to this? And write down and see what comes out, and then go deeper and say, okay, where does this really come from? Can I go deeper than this? And allow yourself to go deeper. There are so many different questions that you can ask yourself, and I'm going to give you a few because these are things that are going to be really helpful, but I want to let you know the biggest thing that's going to help you is allowing yourself to feel them. But we'll get into that. So some questions you can ask, obviously, where is this coming from? Why am I holding on to this? What are the stories that are attached to this? How is this still affecting me in my day-to-day life? What emotions are tied to this specific thing? What can I do to let this go? I want to let you know this, coming back to what I always say, you are way more capable than you think you are. You also have every answer you've ever needed within yourself. And you probably have heard that a lot, but it is so true. Your brain knows exactly what it needs. The human body is self-healing, and that does not stop at your brain. Your brain and your mind knows what it needs to do to heal. So if you have a question, ask yourself first. Please ask yourself first and really sit with it. Like, what can I do for you to heal? Ask your body that and see what comes up, right? Like, while you're working through this, and I highly recommend getting a journal when you're working through these things. When I was really like at the peak of working through my trauma in the beginning, I had a journal, but I would also voice notes things because sometimes I couldn't write as fast as I could talk and I just needed to talk shit out. So whenever you're like really processing things, I recommend talking about it and also journaling, and you can switch back and forth between the two. But like, asking yourself, where is this coming from? What can I do about it? How can I let this go? How is this holding on to me? How is this still affecting me? Why am I holding on to this? And go from there. What are the stories attached to this? And just start there. If you can't think of anything immediately of like something you want to work through, like aggression, for me example, if there's nothing that comes to mind immediately, you can start with this. It may be obvious of where you want to start, but if it's not, sit down and ask yourself, what comes to mind when I think of trauma? What were the most traumatic events that happened in my life? What were the most emotionally charged events that happened in my life? And write down a list of the things that come to mind when you think of trauma, the most traumatic things that have happened to you. These may not even be the actual most traumatic things that have happened to you, but these are what your brain is holding on to and your body is holding on to that has the most connection to you, because when you think of trauma, that's what came to mind. Maybe it wasn't the most traumatic, but that's what your brain is the most charged to right now. So that's what you need to work through first, because that's what's on the surface. An example of this, I went my whole life and I had three things that I would always list to therapists when we started working together of the three most traumatic things that ever happened to me. And I'm not going to name them because they are very, like, they are still, in my opinion, the three most traumatic things that ever happened to me. But I remember one time my therapist was talking to me and she was like, Allison, when you talk about these things, why don't you ever mention your grandfather's death? And I was like, I never in my life even thought about that as traumatic, not because it wasn't traumatic, but because it was so traumatic that I completely disassociated from that entire event and I don't remember any of it. The entire time that he was dying, I remember like probably 5 minutes of the like 3 months and then the 3 years after. And literally, it wasn't up until last year, which might I add, it's this month is 8 years since he died. It wasn't up until last year that I realized he was dead. Like, and I say that lightly because obviously I knew he was dead, but it really, I was just, it hit me last year of like, he died. And I started to grieve him. It was 7 years since he died. But my brain had had so much trauma up until that point that I couldn't handle anything else. And I didn't even register that that was something that was traumatic to me. So I just want you to know that like things will come up. Don't judge them. Please, when you're working through things and when you're healing, do not judge anything that comes up. So even if this isn't the quote unquote most traumatic thing that happened in your life, when you think of trauma, what comes up and start there. The biggest part of healing is feeling. In order to heal, you have to feel. And this was also a really fucking hard pill to swallow for me because I didn't know how to feel things. I was so disconnected from my emotions because once again, our brains are so good at protecting ourselves that at some point, along the line, when I was a little girl and I was feeling everything too much, my brain was like, that's not going to work. We're going to stop you from feeling at all because you're going to spontaneously combust if you feel another emotion. I remember being little and I just felt the weight of the world so deeply. I felt everything so deeply. I've always been so sensitive. And I just remember it shut off. I stopped feeling things. I wasn't ever super happy. I was never super sad. I was never super angry. I just remember being in a constant state of like, this shit sucks. I was just always like unhappy, but I never experienced any extreme emotion because I just couldn't feel it. My constant state was just like, I'm fucking sick of it here. So when I heard in order to heal, you have to feel, I was like, I'm kind of fucked because I didn't know how to. So before I could even start really like working through trauma, I had to learn how to feel, which by the way is healing. All of it's healing. I want you to know this. There's no right or wrong way to heal. Living is healing. You are healing as you listen to this. Like listening to a new song can be really healing. Being validated or spoken to or seen in a way that you haven't been before can be really healing. So I just want to validate you in that. You're not doing anything wrong. You're doing everything right. Just wanting to heal in general is doing something right. You're doing great. I'm so proud of you. I love you. So how can you learn how to feel your emotions again after shutting them off for so long? You have to stop distracting yourself. A lot of the times when we have emotions coming up that we think we aren't ready for, by the way, once again, if an emotion is coming up, it's because you are ready for it. Your brain would never give you something you're not ready for. You're more capable than you think you are. You are ready for it. But when we are uncomfortable by the emotions that are coming up or by the thoughts that are coming up or by the feelings that are coming up, we distract ourselves. A lot of our life is a distraction. Not all of it. Obviously, there's a difference between distractions and just genuinely enjoying things. And I also think sometimes distractions are good because feeling all of the time is too much as well. I'm not suggesting that you get rid of all of your distractions forever. I'm saying maybe have 30 minutes a day or start with 10 minutes a day or fucking 5 minutes a day. Start small and work your way up because otherwise you can get overwhelmed and we don't need that. Put the distractions away for 5, 10, 30, however long you're comfortable with. Start somewhere, put the distractions away, put your phone away. Sit in silence. I would go on walks at first. I did this a lot last summer. I would just go on walks and I'd leave my phone at home and I'd be in nature. It's really interesting because for me, if I focus too hard on trying not to distract myself, then I won't actually allow myself to let things come up. So you're gonna have to find what works for you. This is why I love to journal, because you can just sort of start to write and whatever is meant to come out will. Same with talking into a phone. It's sort of like this podcast. I'll just start talking and whatever is meant to come out is gonna come out. And it's so organic and that works so well because you're gonna really fucking surprise yourself sometimes. The amount of times that I was writing in my journal and I was like, holy shit. And I had some like life-changing like realization about something. Because you're just like mindlessly writing. Don't put too much thought into feeling. That sort of defeats the whole purpose. That was something I really struggled with because I am very good at intellectualizing my feelings. I've been like this for a really long time. That's why I can go into a therapy session or even like talk to people exactly about my trauma and how it affected me. But I never really let myself feel it. you got to let yourself feel these things, and we're going to get into it, but you got to stop distracting yourself in order to do so. So friends, eating, being on the phone, smoking weed, reading, all of these things are distractions. So take some time out of your day with no distractions, no sounds, no nothing, and journal or go on a walk and just allow yourself to like see where your brain takes you. You don't even have to like intentionally go into the trauma yet. Maybe the first couple of days, just see where your brain takes you when you put the distractions away and when you actually sit with yourself and see where it takes you and start there. And then you can ease your way into like what I just mentioned of like the feelings that are coming up, the emotions that are coming up, what is coming up. As you start to work through these things and you start to realize certain things are coming up, and maybe you ask yourself about the trauma and whatever, like you're gonna know what you're meant to work through first. I can't tell you what it is. You will simply know. Just once again, you have the answers within yourself. So ask yourself, what do I need to work through first? What do I need to heal through first? What is affecting me the most right now? You'll know. It's the first thing that'll come to your mind. After you stop distracting yourself, you have to sit with your feelings. Sit with them. It's going to be really fucking uncomfortable to not distract yourself for once, because once you start to feel them come up, you'll start to try to think about something else or call a friend or go eat or scroll in your phone. Don't do that. Let yourself sit with it. But when you do this, I want you to not attach yourself to it. You are not your emotions. You are the person experiencing them. You do not have to attach yourself to your emotions. You can simply observe that they're coming up and start to question them a little bit. These are two really interesting things that really helped me when it came to not only healing, but feeling my emotions again. The first one is something my therapist taught me, and it is inviting your feelings to the dinner table. So I would shut my eyes when I was starting to feel certain emotions or feelings come up, and I would visualize that I'm sitting at a dinner table, and I would invite and personalize each one of my feelings. Now you can do this like they're an Inside Out character, or you can do this like they're a person named fucking Carl. But I would do this, and then I would invite my feelings to the table. So say I'm feeling anxious that day. I would sit down and I would shut my eyes and I would say, okay, anxiety, come to the table. And I would visualize that this person or this thing or whatever it is would come to the table. And I'd be like, all right, what's up? What's going on? Where are you coming from? How are you feeling? Tell me what's going on. And I would like have this conversation, so to speak, with my emotions. And that helped me so much with connecting with them, because at the end of the day, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get back in tune with our emotions. We're trying to connect with our emotions, and we're trying to sort of develop this healthy relationship with them where we don't feel the need to avoid them. Because when you personalize them, one, it helps you separate yourself from them, but also it's like, damn, I'm sorry I've been avoiding you this whole time. Maybe they're just sad that you haven't been validating them, because I get it. So that's one thing that I recommend doing, inviting your emotions to the dinner table. Invite them in, have a conversation with them, see what they need from you. How can I help you? How can we work through this together? That's one thing. The other thing that really helped me was this study that Harvard did on emotions. And basically it was that it takes an emotion about 90 seconds to run its course through the human body when it's allowed to do so, when you're not distracting yourself from it and when you're not attaching yourself to it. Humans are very good at doing those two things. We either distract ourselves from our emotions, or we attach ourselves to them and we identify with them. Don't do either. Observe them and let them play their course. That's why you see toddlers throw an absolute fit and then they'll be fine, because they let themselves feel and express and release their emotions, and then they moved on. Emotions are not something that need to hold on to you for the rest of your life. You're doing that to yourself. Hard pill to swallow. But if you never let yourself feel your emotions, what the fuck are they gonna do besides sit there? An analogy my very first therapist gave me when I was 8 years old, I'll never forget it. She had a water bottle, and she was taking paper towels and shoving them inside of the water bottle. And she kept doing this. And she was like, this is your sadness. This is your anger. This is your emotions. This is this. This is this. And she kept doing it until it was full. And then she was like, look, the water bottle is full. You are the water bottle, and these are your emotions. They're starting to spill out now, because you've bottled them all up inside of you, and now they're nowhere to go. And eventually, if you keep doing this, this water bottle is going to break. It's going to explode, and all of your emotions are going to come out at once. We don't want that to happen. Instead, and she would empty the water bottle out, and she'd be like, all right, here's the paper towel. This is your sadness. Let's put it in. Wait, no, let's not put it in. Let's look at this sadness. Let's feel how this paper feels. Where do we feel this on our body? Why is this paper towel in my hand right now? How can I let it go? okay, paper towel, thank you for letting me know this. I felt you for 90 seconds and I'm throwing you in the trash can. And now my water bottle's empty and I don't have a paper towel in my hand. That's your emotions. If you're shoving every single emotion inside of your body and avoiding it and not allowing yourself to feeling it and just shoving it down, you're gonna explode. This is why we freak out and get so overwhelmed, because every emotion we've ever felt is tucked inside our body because we never let ourselves feel it. And the shitty thing about it is these emotions will come out at one point or another, but when you actually allow yourself to feel your emotions and regulate your emotions and work through them, you are in control of when and how they come out. And you can start to do this now by unpacking them and preventing an explosion, because otherwise you have no control over when it's going to explode. It could be in the middle of a grocery store and you just had a really long day and all of your Jell-O cups are sold out and you'll just have a mental breakdown in the grocery store because now your cup is full. Now your water bottle's full and it just fucking exploded on the floor of the grocery store, you know? So we're not going to do that. We're going to address emotions as they come up and also start to empty your water bottle now. Start to work through emotions now. You don't always have to know where they come from. Like in the beginning, I thought I always had to know the cause of my emotions. And sometimes that's good, but it doesn't always have to be. Sometimes you just feel sad and you don't need to know why. And you just need to cry and let yourself feel sad. Or sometimes you need to cry because you feel happy. That's expressing emotions. And sometimes you just need to let yourself do it. That is feeling. Just crying or laughing or singing or dancing or moving your body. Doing shit like that is expressing emotions in one way or another, and that is healing. You doing things like that is healing. You are doing a great job. Another great way to get back in tune with your emotions and heal and feel is to Google a list of emotions. They're a color wheel. If you've ever been in therapy, you've probably seen the big wheel of emotions. There are so many emotions that we don't even address because we don't know they exist. A lot of times when you think of emotions, you probably think of sadness, anger, happiness, joy, and surprise, because those are the ones that people think of. But have you thought about disappointment, loneliness, abandonment? There's so many emotions that we haven't even thought of. And let me just Google this right now. Disgust, embarrassment, guilt, satisfaction, compassion, content, jealousy, pride, hatred, confidence, annoyance, frustration, shame. There are so many emotions that we don't even know. So what I want you to do, and I highly recommend doing all of these exercises at some point or another, but just like take your time. This especially if you like don't even know. Like when I first started, it wasn't even a matter of like sitting and facing what was coming up because I was so numb to it all. I was like, nothing will come up because I've trained myself that way. So what I would do is I would sit down with this list of emotions and I would go through all of them and I would just write down ones that stuck out to me, because I knew if it stuck out to me, there was some part of me that was experiencing this, even if I couldn't actually feel it. So I would start there and then I would narrow it down to like top five. And then I would ask myself, am I feeling this? How am I feeling this? And I would really start to get in tune with my body here, not so much my mind, but really my body. And I would ask myself, where in my body am I feeling these emotions? That's really important because this will start to help you identify your emotions as they come up. So these are some ways that you can get in tune with your emotions and then just start to let them go. For a really long time, I was like trying to force myself to cry. So I would watch happy videos. I would watch sad videos. I would think about things that made me sad because I wanted to cry and I knew I needed a good one. Don't try to force shit. It will come when it's meant to. You will face what you're ready to face when you're ready to face it. Trust that. Take this in baby steps. This is lifelong work. You're not going to do this overnight, and that is okay. But also, laughing is a form of releasing emotion, screaming into a pillow, singing, dancing. Move your body, please. You store a lot of emotions in your body, especially in your hips and your shoulders. Do some hip opener poses with yoga. Pigeon pose is great. I've cried many a times in that pose because you store so much there. But truly, we're just working on letting this shit go. I do want to say a note on forgiveness, because this was really important with me for healing. And I'm not going to tell you you have to forgive people, because I also think that's incredibly invalidating to tell someone that. I used to want to punch people in the fucking throat when they told me I needed to forgive people that hurt me. But I will say, forgiveness can be very empowering. And also, I don't even want to say forgiveness, but letting go of the grudges that you hold on people. You don't have to forgive them, but just let go of any feelings of animosity you have towards them, because that's affecting you. Holding on to anger is like holding on to a burning coal and expecting it to burn the other person. Or holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. The other person isn't going to die. The other person isn't going to get burnt. Holding on to this anger is only affecting you. Holding on to these grudges and this shit is only affecting you. And I think that's why so many people say you need to forgive people, not for you, but for them. I'm not going to tell you have to forgive people because that's kind of fucked up. I used to say that. Now I'm not going to say that. But I will say, let it go. Let that shit go. Don't feel anything towards them. Like, look at them and it's not like, I forgive you. It's just like, who are you? You know? Because that's really empowering to know, like, I don't feel anything towards you at all. So you don't have to forgive them. But I will say, you have to let that shit go in some form because it's eating you alive and you deserve better than that. And they do not deserve to have that sort of power over you, but you don't have to forgive them. But I really, you do deserve to let that shit go. And it might take the rest of your life and that is okay, but just know you can do that and you are allowed to do that. That doesn't mean they're getting let off the hook. It doesn't even mean you're forgiving them. It means you're letting this shit go because you deserve to let that go. Trauma is not a life sentence. You can work through this. I promise you. So I just want to name quickly some different processes of working through trauma because this is getting so fucking long. You can do what I mentioned of what comes to mind when you think of trauma. You can do the list of emotions, or you can also do a timeline of your life and sort of work through the traumatic events in a timeline of your life and then go through the process, like I said, of like sitting with it, asking yourself, like going through the list of emotions and being like, what emotions do I feel about this specific event? Use this list of emotions for everything. But ask yourself what emotions come to mind with this specific event. How am I still holding on to this? How is this still affecting me in my day-to-day life? What are the stories that I've attached to this? What beliefs about myself are connected to this event? What behaviors and patterns and ways does this affect me still in my life today? And how can I let go of this? But I hope this was helpful. There's so much more I could touch on when it comes to healing. If you have any specific questions, let me know. If you have any really specific questions, book a one-on-one call with me. I'd love to chat with you about this. If you need a part two, DM me or comment down below what I need to talk about more when it comes to this. But I love you, friends. You can do this. I promise you, you are so capable. You deserve healthy love. You deserve a life where you are not holding on to every emotion that you've ever felt. You're really incredible and you've got this. I really do believe in you and I'm so proud of you. Okay? I love you, friends. Take care of yourself.